This is episode number 39 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge Podcast. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome. Another opportunity for you to see how much you know about popular and classic rock music and see if you can identify the songs after hearing only the first notes. Five songs all have something in common tonight. And these, of course, are clues and answers from our live music and entertainment trivia shows. So thank you for downloading, and thank you for listening, and thanks for playing along. It is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. These are the clues that you would have heard if you played trivia with us on Saturday night, January 31st, at one of our music and entertainment trivia locations. Of course, we understand that not everyone can come out, either by distance or maybe it's just doesn't fit your schedule, but people do like to hear the clues and see what they would have missed. And, of course, you can find out all about the live trivia shows at thetriviafactory.com. But occasionally, every couple of weeks, like to do it more often, but every couple of weeks, we do a podcast about them and let you hear the clues and the answers and, as an added benefit, a little bit of trivia about each of our featured songs. So tonight we have a theme. All of our artists or groups have something in common in their names. We will play you twice the opening notes and let you see if you can identify the music. Are you ready? Here we go. Hit number one tonight is from 1972. Yeah, some of our clues are a little bit longer, like that one, and some will be very short. Hit number two from 1976. Hit number three, 1979. Hit number four from 1994. And hit number five from the year 2006.
Hey, Justice, this is your mother. It is 2:33 on Monday afternoon. I was just calling to see how you were doing. Hey, Justice, this is your mother. It is 2:33 on Monday afternoon. I was just calling to see how you were doing.
There you have it. Five songs spanning about 35 years. And the answers and a little bit of trivia about each one coming up in just a minute. Well, this is the first podcast that I'm doing since the holidays. And just to bring you up to date, the weekend after New Year's, my blog, which is where I have all of the show notes for all of the Great Openings podcasts, the first 38, well, the blog just died. The files got corrupted, and I was unable to resuscitate it back to life. And basically had to sort of abandon ship at the last minute. Now, the good news is that all of the show notes from the past 38 episodes of the Great Openings podcast are on file. I have them. I didn't lose them, but they're not online anymore. And that's not real good because I was just figuring out there's like 200 songs, and there is some interesting trivia about most of those 200 songs. And that was beginning to be a very nice database of music history information. Not very extensive. 200 songs isn't that much, but it was growing. But I still have it, and we'll try to figure out what we're going to do with it in the meantime. It took me a couple of weeks to figure out how I wanted to pursue it. The blog is back. You can still find it at jimdriscoll.net. There's not a lot there yet right now, but certainly the show notes to this podcast will be. Again, that's Jim Driscoll, D-R-I-S-C-O-L-L. Put it all together, one word, jimdriscoll.net. And you'll find the show notes for at least this episode, and then we'll figure out how we're going to document the past episodes, because, you know, the beauty of podcasting is that people will download them months and even years later. Well, that's my sordid tale of woe from New Year's. We hope your new year got started out right, and let's get back to the game, if you will. A few minutes ago, I played you the five clues, and now here are the answers. Hit number one, 1972. Yeah, we played a long clue for you, just to give you a little bit better listen to it. And the answer was the Moody Blues and Nights in White Satin. Yeah, remember, all of our artists tonight or groups have something in common in their names. Well, Nights in White Satin was not a popular title when it was first released, mainly because of how long it is, lasting 7 minutes and 38 seconds, which is much longer than your typical single even today, and way too long for a lot of radio airplay, but it has become a classic of rock in rock and roll history. By the way, band member Justin Hayward wrote the song at the age of 19, and he titled the song after a friend gave him a gift of satin bed sheets. Hit number two. It was 1976 for the Blue Oyster Cult and Don't Fear the Reaper. Well, the Reaper, of course, is a reference to the Grim Reaper. And the lyrics, including the line, Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity, have led many to interpret the song to be about a murder-suicide pact. But that is not the real meaning, according to Blue Oyster Cult's lead guitarist, Don Roser, who is nicknamed Buck Dharma. He wrote the song, and he says the song is about eternal love and not death. And if you are wondering what happened to Blue Oyster Cult through the years, they are still around and still touring. But a little bit of late-breaking news. In December, the band's management announced that Buck Dharma had fallen down a staircase at his home in Florida, and he injured his shoulder. And as a result, several tour dates in December and January of this year were canceled or postponed. Dharma is expected to make a full recovery. Well, hit number three from 1979. Yeah, you recognized it, didn't you? It's Soul Man by the Blues Brothers. Well, everybody knows that Soul Man was originally recorded by Sam and Dave in 1967. But do you know who wrote it? Well, it was written by a songwriter by the name of David Porter, along with his partner, Isaac Hayes, the musician, of course, who wrote and performed the theme from Shaft. John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, a.k.a. the Blues Brothers, performed the song on an episode of Saturday Night Live in late December of 1978. They later released the song as a single, and it reached the top 20 in March of 1979. Hit number four this week, it was 1994. The group is called Blues Traveler, and it's Runaround. Well, John Popper wrote Runaround supposedly about his problems with women. He allegedly was frustrated that he could not become just more than friends with any of them. Some people suspect that there may also be references to John Popper's relationship with Chris Barron, the lead singer of the Spin Doctors. The evidence is the lyrics, which say a trusted friend, as well as it doesn't have to rhyme. Barron is, by the way, notorious for his clever rhyming. And the song includes many other references, too, including those to Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, several Bible verses, and a reference to Ritchie Valens. And our last hit on this episode from 2006.
Hey, Justin, this is your mother. It is 2:33 on Monday.
The group is called Blue October. And the song is Hate Me Today. Well, Blue October is an alternative rock band from Houston, Texas. And the answering machine message in the beginning features the mother of the lead singer, Justin Furstenfeld. She expresses the concerns that she has about him. In real life, he has had a number of battles, including addictions and time in a mental institution, but he is also a very creative and prolific songwriter. He has penned over 500 songs for artists like The Cure, Peter Gabriel, George Winston, U2, and many, many more. Furstenfeld is also an artist, and his paintings have appeared on the covers of two of Blue October's albums. Well, there you have it. Those are our five songs, our five answers, and, of course, the five groups or artists that have something in common in their name. You've undoubtedly figured out what our clue, our theme was this week. It's the word blue. We started out with Moody Blues, then the Blue Oyster Cult, the Blues Brothers, Blues Traveler, and we finished it up from Blue October. Well, there you have it. Those are the clues and the answers from our most recent music and entertainment trivia shows that we have around the Atlanta area. You can always find out more at thetriviafactory.com. And you can always find out more about the podcast by going to the show notes there at my blog at jimdriscoll.net. At least the show notes for this episode will be. We'll figure out what we're going to do with the past ones. Feedback appreciated. You can reach me at jimradio@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter. It's just Jim Driscoll on Twitter. Hey, we'll see you next time on the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge Podcast.